Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. The Racehorse Who Wouldn't Gallop. Charlie Bass lived on a farm. She dreamt of having a horse and riding all day. But there was no money for a horse, so Charlie had to ride a cow. Charlie Bass had two brothers, Harry and Larry. They were not very kind to her. Joe was always kind. He worked at the farm. But the farm was not making much money, and Charlie's mum and dad were worried. Charlie, Harry, Larry, Joe, Mum, Dad.
"We could get a racehorse," said Charlie. "If we won a big race, we could make millions."
"Sorry, love," said Charlie's dad. "There's no money for a racehorse. But we can go to the horse sale if you like, just to look." At the sale, Charlie saw a big, dark horse jumping up.
"This is Noble Warrior," said the groom. "He is jumping up because he wants to be with his friend."
Noble Warrior's friend was a pony called Percy. Charlie led the pony out, and Noble Warrior calmed down. The racehorses came out, and the auctioneer took bids. But there were no bids on Noble Warrior. Just then, Charlie waved to her friend, Polly.
"Sold!" said the auctioneer.
As she waved, Charlie had bid. And she had won Noble Warrior.
"You can have Percy the pony too," said the groom.
Charlie was delighted. But poor Dad looked worried as they went back home.
"We will name him Noddy," said Charlie. "It is friendlier than Noble Warrior."
"This is a disaster," said Mum. "We have to make some money, or we will lose the farm."
Now Charlie was determined.
"I am going to make Noddy into a champion. I am sure I can do it."
The next day, Joe said he wanted to ride Noddy. He loved the dark racehorse.
"I have always dreamt of being a jockey," Joe said.
He got in the saddle, but Noddy would not gallop.
"They sold you a dud," said Larry.
"He's not a dud. He just wants to be with Percy," said Charlie.
Percy gave a whinny. Charlie led Percy ahead and, sure enough, Noddy thundered up to him.
"He's fast," said Joe.
"A big race is coming up," said Charlie. "The Derby. Noddy could win it if we work hard."
"And we could win millions in prize money," said Harry.
"If we want him to win, Noddy has to exercise," said Mum. "I have a book here that will help."
Charlie's friend gave Charlie a saddle so she could ride Percy. It was much better than riding a cow. Charlie was determined to be a good trainer. She looked in Mum's book.
"We have to exercise Noddy 2 times a day," she said.
Mum and Dad were helping, and at last, Charlie's brothers were being kind. There was going to be a practice race.
"I've got a famous jockey to ride Noddy for the practice race," said Harry.
Noddy was hard to train. He was jumping up all the time.
"He wants to have Percy next to him," said Charlie. "That will calm him down."
Sure enough, with Percy there, Noddy was much better. Polly's dad said they could train Noddy at his yard. Joe and Noddy went off for a gallop in the yard, but Noddy was not very fast. Then Charlie went ahead on Percy, and Noddy went like a rocket.
"He is good," said Polly's dad.
At the practice race, the famous jockey was not kind to Percy.
"Get that pony out of here," he said.
With no Percy, Noddy did not gallop. The race was a disaster. Poor Charlie. She just knew that Noddy could be a champion.
"At the derby, Noddy will have to be fast out of the stalls," said Charlie.
"I can make some practice stalls in the yard," said Larry.
This time, Joe would be the jockey.
"We have to win," said Charlie, "or we could lose the farm."
At last, it was derby day. Joe was the jockey on Noddy. This time, Percy was there, and Noddy was very calm. The Queen was there too. Charlie saw her looking at the horses. Then it was time to go to the track.
They were off! Noddy came out of the stalls like a rocket. The horses were thundering down the track.
Percy gave a whinny, and Noddy saw him. Noddy galloped faster to get to his friend.
And the winner was Noddy!
"We did it," said Charlie.
She was delighted. All Charlie's hard work had made Noddy into a champion. They had won the prize money.
"Very good," said the Queen.
Back at the farm, Joe and Charlie took the horses for some exercise.
"Now you are a famous trainer," said Joe.
"And you are a champion jockey," said Charlie. "We will always have the farm."
How much do you remember about the story of the racehorse who wouldn't gallop? Answer these questions and find out. What are the names of Charlie's brothers? Why are Mum and Dad
worried about the farm. How did Charlie win Noble Warrior at the auction? Who let Charlie and Joe train Noddy in their yard? Who did Charlie see at the derby? Which horse won the derby? Unjumble these words to make words from the story. Then match them to the correct pictures. M, R, A, F. R, S, H, A, E, E, R, O, C. O, N, Y, P. C, E, A, R. O, O, K, S, B. B, R, O, R, H, S, T, E. Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. The Racehorse Who Wouldn't Gallop. Read by Jenny Bryce. Based on the original story by Claire Balding. Illustrated by Tony Ross. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2019.